Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're listening to Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message from the Downtown Kingston BIA, the Downtown Kingston BIA is asking the community for help this spring to get their flower beds planted. The organization contributes approximately $30,000 annually for stunning hanging baskets and wants to see the same vibrancy on the ground. The City of Kingston has stepped in to assist by preparing the flower beds for planting and watering them throughout the year. In addition, the municipality's Public Works Department will be planting several oversized planters throughout downtown, adding color and consistency. The Downtown Kingston BIA Street Crew will be responsible for maintaining the gardens throughout the season. Executive Director of the Downtown Kingston BIA states, quote, "We need two things from the community, funding and people willing to get their hands dirty. If everyone contributes a little, we will make a big difference together in our beautiful city," end quote. The large flower beds installed during the big dig on Princess Street are home to a number of native trees that are maintained by the City of Kingston. At one time, flowers were also present, but in the last few years, with municipal funds being stretched to the limit post-COVID, the flower beds have deteriorated. Each flower bed costs between $500 to $650 for plant materials. The urban environment has to be taken into account. Some beds are in full sun all day, and some others never see direct sun because of the buildings. Things like winter salt and piles of snow that accumulate in the flower beds is also a factor in choosing the plants. The Downtown Kingston BIA is working with a local landscape designer to ensure the flower beds will be sustainable. There are two ways to contribute financially: corporate sponsorship and in memoriam sponsorship. In return, there will be information on their website, social media acknowledgement, inclusion in press and media opportunities, and a plaque placed in the flower bed for passersby to view. The BIA emphasizes that corporate responsibility and community engagement are essential for companies looking to engage and attract customers, employees, and supporters, particularly millennials. The number of people that set foot in the downtown core is impressive, with over 390,000 unique visitors and more than 12 million visits in 2023, and these numbers are expected to grow as the community continues to recover from the pandemic. If fundraising is successful, the flower beds are scheduled to be planted in the first week of June, but many volunteers are needed. Each bed will include 9 mixed perennials, 3 flowering shrubs, and 3 evergreens. With enough volunteers and community groups helping, the job should be complete in a day. If you or someone you know is interested and able to contribute to bringing downtown Kingston to life this spring, call 613-542-8677. Email Maryjo at downtownkingston.ca, that's M-A-R-I-J-O at downtownkingston.ca, or visit downtownkingston.ca/blooms for more information. City reminds residents and visitors to celebrate the April 8th eclipse safely. With the total solar eclipse just 2 weeks away on April 8th, the City of Kingston is reminding residents and visitors to prepare ahead of time for a safe celebration. Do you have your eclipse viewing glasses yet? Looking directly at an eclipse without proper protection, even briefly, can cause immediate or delayed vision loss. Only eclipse viewers that meet international standard ISO 123122 are strong enough to protect your eyes from permanent damage. Queen's University is distributing 20,000 certified glasses through the Kingston Frontenac Public Library system at no cost. Elementary and high school staff and students in Kingston will have access to Queen's Eclipse glasses through their respective school boards, including the Limestone District School Board, Algonquin and Lakeshore Catholic District School Board, and local private schools. Purchase certified glasses through Tourism Kingston's website or at the Visitor Information Center at 209 Ontario Street. Prepare ahead for stress-free eclipse enjoyment. Run errands, gas up, gather what you need before the weekend of April 6th. As Kingston is listed as a prime location for viewing the total eclipse, we plan to welcome 70,000 to 500,000 visitors. expect heavier traffic, longer wait times for services, and the potential for cellular signal disruption due to increased demand. If you are going to one of the designated viewing locations, pack everything you need for the day, including glasses, snacks, water, sunscreen, insect repellent, and an umbrella. Most city facilities will be closed. To prioritize the safety of staff and patrons, the City of Kingston has canceled all regularly scheduled programming at the city facilities on Monday, April 8th. City administrative buildings will also be closed. Services and information will continue to be provided online at cityofkingston.ca or by phone at 613-546-0000. Keep our roads safe for all. Leave the car at home. Bike, walk, or take free Kingston Transit to your destination. If you are driving in Kingston on April 8th, be patient and aware. Traffic congestion that day is expected to be significant, so give yourself plenty of time to reach your destination and watch out for pedestrians and cyclists. If the eclipse begins while you're still in your car, please do not look directly at or take pictures while driving. Let's work together to ensure everyone arrives home safely after the eclipse. Be sure to stay connected by signing up for information updates from the City, Tourism Kingston, and other partner agencies as they count down to the big day. Visit cityofkingston.ca/eclipse2024 for regular updates. Council signs Montreal Pledge in support of biodiversity action. Council has reaffirmed the City's commitment to sustainability and biodiversity conservation efforts in Kingston by signing the Montreal Pledge. Cities United in Action for Biodiversity. At its March 19th meeting, Council voted to authorize Mayor Brian Patterson to sign and submit a letter of support to the City of Montreal to become a signatory of the pledge. Delegations appeared before Council speaking to the importance of contributing to the global action. Becoming a signatory city aligns with Council's 2023 to 2026 strategic plan, which includes a commitment to establish a strategy for protecting and enhancing biodiversity in the city. Kingston is currently engaged in a variety of programs and initiatives that reflect the values of the Montreal Pledge. Montreal hosted the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity in 2022, and the city invited municipalities across the world to make a commitment to protect biodiversity. The Montreal Pledge established 15 tangible actions that cities can take towards pursuing and accelerating their efforts to preserve ecosystems. The 15 tangible actions are summarized in three broad categories: reduce threats to biodiversity, share benefits of biodiversity, and create solutions through cross-cultural governance, management, and education. More than 60 major cities from across the world have already committed to the Montreal Pledge. Signatories to the Montreal Pledge are invited to voluntarily monitor their progress using Cities with Nature, an international platform highlighting the commitments and initiatives undertaken to promote biodiversity protection. City staff will use the registry to track the city's progress towards the Montreal Pledge's 15 actions. Nominate an outstanding volunteer for the 2024 Civic Awards. Do you know someone making a positive impact in the community? Nominate them for a City of Kingston Civic Award, and together let's celebrate their contributions. Nominations are open for the following awards: First Capital Distinguished Citizen Award and the Honorable Achievement Award. These awards recognize volunteers of all ages for their contributions to the community. The First Capital Distinguished Citizen Award celebrates a lifetime of volunteer work, while the Honorable Achievement Awards recognize specific efforts. Mayor's Awards for Youth Volunteerism. These awards recognize people in three categories: elementary, high school, and post-secondary youth up to age 24, who demonstrate leadership, care, and compassion, and/or an ability to overcome personal challenges, motivate others, or use special skills to improve the community's quality of life. How to nominate someone. Learn more and nominate someone at cityofkingston.ca/civicawards. You can also submit a completed nomination form in person at one of the following locations: City Hall at 216 Ontario Street, City of Kingston Recreation Centers, Artillery Park Aquatic Center, Invista Center, Kingston East Community Center, or Rideau Heights Community Center. Nominations must be submitted by 4 p.m. on Friday, April 19th. All submissions will be reviewed to confirm eligibility and sent to the selection committee. Civic Award recipients will be celebrated at a City Council meeting in June.
Hello and welcome to Campus Corner. My name is Erica Singh, and here are your campus news headlines. In response to widespread food insecurity among graduate students, the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, or the SGPS, has reopened its food insecurity relief program, securing $15,000 for Loblaws gift cards, half of which will prioritize graduate students with children, caregivers, or those with disabilities. The program aims to provide essential support to members in need. The initiative closed signups on March 18th and received over 400 applications, representing nearly 10% of SGPS membership. The additional $5,000 donation from Queen's Student Affairs has bolstered the program's capacity to assist more students facing food insecurity. The reopening of the Food Insecurity Relief Program follows the closure of the previous iteration in November, when overwhelming demand left its temporary closure. With consistent advocacy efforts at Board of Trustees meetings, Valley has been instrumental in raising awareness about graduate student food insecurity and prompting discussions among university stakeholders. The initiative highlights ongoing challenges faced by graduate students, with previous programs also expressing high demand. As the university community rallies together to support those in need, initiatives like these play a crucial role in addressing food insecurity among students. Next, the University District in Kingston saw its annual St. Patrick's Day celebrations last week, with Kingston Police reporting over $25,000 in fines issued during the festivities. Despite the overall positive atmosphere, this marked an increase of $6,300 in fines compared to the previous year. Police praised attendees for their cooperation, noting a quicker dispersal compared to previous years. While the event was deemed the best in recent memory by Kingston Police, fines were still issued for various violations, including amplified sound, hosting nuisance parties, and liquor license violations. 22 fines were placed for amplified sound or disruptive behavior, with 6 $2,000 fines for hosting nuisance parties. Additionally, 101 liquor license violations were recorded, resulting in court summons. Two charges of public intoxication were made, leading to one arrest. Despite these violations, there were no significant safety concerns reported. The increased cooperation from students was attributed to outreach efforts by liaison teams regarding the University District Safety Initiative, which was in effect during the celebrations. The initiative aims to deter nuisance parties by increasing fine penalties during peak times. Queen's also implemented measures to maintain safety, including additional security personnel conducting bag checks in university buildings to prevent alcohol from being brought inside. Lastly, the AMS Assembly discussed significant changes to the AMS executive elections during its recent meeting, including the possibility of de-slating candidates. A motion was passed to start amending the AMS Constitution, allowing candidates to run individually rather than as a team. However, concerns were raised about the feasibility of implementing such a change within the limited time frame before the final assembly on April 9th. In addition to discussion on executive elections, AMS Assembly also addressed the planned move of faculty societies into the JDOC and the delayed disbursement of student activity fees to certain faculty societies. Faculty society leaders expressed concerns about the lack of updates regarding the JDOC move, but AMS Vice President Michelle Hudson announced that the move would proceed on July 1st. Regarding the delayed disbursement of student activity fees, the AMS resolved the issue after discussions with affected faculty society leaders. These developments mark significant changes in the AMS landscape and highlight ongoing efforts to improve governance and operations within the organization. That's all for me today. Thank you so much. Now over to the weather.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. For tonight, we're expecting partly cloudy skies with a low of +3. Looking forward to tomorrow, we're expecting mainly cloudy skies with wind becoming 30 kilometers per hour and gusting to 50 in the morning. We have a high of 10, UV index of 4 or moderate. Tomorrow night, we're expecting some rain with a low of +2. Finally, on Wednesday, we have some snow and rain with a high of +3. And Wednesday night, we're expecting more snow with a low of +1. Next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for March 29th to April 4th. Reduced load restrictions are in effect in Kingston, and heavy trucks and loads are restricted on city roads where posted. These restrictions help reduce damage to roads in the spring. The City of Kingston is planning for up to 500,000 visitors to the city. Expect significant traffic delays. Stay tuned to their website for details about road closures, bus routes, and detours on April 8th. PSPC wishes to advise users of the LaSalle Causeway that it will be fully closed to motorists due to a major rehabilitation project during the following periods. Monday, April 1st to Thursday, April 4th from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., Friday, April 5th at 8 p.m. to Monday, April 8th at 5 a.m., Tuesday, April 9th to Thursday, April 11th from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., Friday, April 12th at 8 p.m. to Monday, April 15th at 5 a.m., and finally, Monday, April 15th to Thursday, April 18th from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. During these periods, all lanes will be closed to vehicular traffic in both directions. The sidewalks will remain open to pedestrians and cyclists. PSPC also wishes to advise motorists of an alternating lane closure on LaSalle Causeway until Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. During this period, one lane will be closed and one lane will remain open for alternating traffic. Motorists should expect short delays. Access will be maintained for pedestrians and cyclists. PSPC encourages users to exercise caution when traveling on the bridge and thanks them for their patience. In road closures, Coronation Boulevard at CN Rail Crossing is closed April 3rd at 7 a.m. to April 7th at 7 p.m. for repairs at the Coronation Boulevard railway tracks. University Avenue Union to Earl is still closed until May 29th for the Queens JDEC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is now underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and various other upgrades. The work began in February this year and will conclude in late December. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. Finally, in other delays, Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham, expect an eastbound lane closure until May 15th, 2024. Detours will be in place for the duration of the lane closure. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this week, and next up is your events and concerts calendar with Danielle.
And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concert and Events Calendar for April 1st to 7th. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. On April 1st, Downtown Kingston Bike Tours will be starting up again for the season. On this three-hour tour, see and learn many things of natural and cultural interest, including campuses, parks, the Lakeshore Trail, harbors, prisons, and other significant landmarks. To book a time slot, visit ahoyrentals.com/kingstonbiketours. On April 2nd, Search for the Cure will be hosting an exam de-stress event at Ontario Hall. This event will include bracelet making, tote bag painting, and insomnia cookies. Admission is $5 and proceeds will go to the Canadian Cancer Society. To register for this event, visit the Google Doc linked at cfrc.ca under Events. On April 3rd, Yellow House Student Center for Equity and Inclusion will be hosting Go With The Fro, an opportunity to build your community by connecting with Black students, staff, and faculty. No registration is required. Also on April 3rd, joins Queen's Department of Physics for a fascinating exploration of how cultures, science, and society have embraced solar eclipses. All inspiration for how you can choose to experience the upcoming total solar eclipse on April 8th in Kingston. This event will take place at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Central Branch from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. To register for free, visit calendar.kfpl.ca. On April 4th, head to Daft Brewing for a free stand-up comedy night from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Reserve your spot by direct messaging DAF Brewing Co. on Instagram. On April 4th and 6th, the Kingston Public Market will be held at Springer Market Square, featuring local vendors. The market will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and will be open every Tuesday and Thursday until late fall. To view a full list of vendors, visit kingstonpublicmarket.ca. On April 5th, discover the ghosts of Queen's University on a haunted walking tour. There are eerie tales of student grave robbers, professors reaching out from the beyond, heists gone wrong, and streets shrouded in mystery. The tour costs $25.99 for adults and $19.99 for youth. Book your time slot at hauntedwalk.com/kingstontours. On April 6th, give improv comedy a try at the Isabel Bader Center from 12 to 2:30 p.m. For more information and pricing, contact info@improvkingston.com. Are you a trans, non-binary, genderqueer, genderfluid, or any other non-cisgender person who wants a safer space to swim and meet other students and wider trans community members? Head over to the Athletic and Recreation Center on April 7th at 2:30 p.m. for a solidarity swim. This event is free and open to the wider Kingston community. For more information and to register, visit gogalesgo.com. Moving into the concerts for the week, on April 1st, Ariel Posen will be performing at the Broom Factory at 7:30 p.m. This is an all-ages show. Tickets can be purchased for $30 at eventbrite.ca. On April 2nd, local Kingston bands will be performing at the Mansion to raise money for the Kingston University Hospital Foundation. The show runs from 7:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Admission will be $15 at the door. See the full lineup of bands at the Mansion Kingston on Instagram. On April 3rd, Colin Slack will be performing at the RCHA Club from 7 to 10 p.m. Cover is $5. Also on the 3rd, an open stage drag show will be taking place at the Grad Club. This event is open to first-time or returning performers. No experience is necessary. Cover is $5 at the door, cash only. To sign up to perform, visit the Google Docs link at cfrc.ca under Concerts. On April 4th, Blue Martini will be hosting a free open mic night from 8:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Also on the 4th, Nyson will be performing for free at the Toucan from 9:30 to 1 a.m. On April 5th, Joe McLeod will be bringing his spring tour to the Mansion with special guest Oak Ridge Avenue. Doors open at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $15 and can be purchased at sidedooraccess.com. Also on the 5th, Salty Dogs will be performing at the RCHA Club from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Cover is $5. There will also be free live music on the 5th. Christopher Jackson and friends will be performing both covers and originals at Blue Martini from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is an all-ages show and admission is free. On April 6th, Pacific Estate will be performing with support from Mobius Trip at the Mansion from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Cover is $10 and the event is 19+. And lastly, on the 7th, Doug Vanderhorden will be performing 60s to 90s hits and more at the Spearhead Brewery from 2 to 5 p.m. This is an all-ages show and admission is free. This has been Danielle with your weekly event and concerts calendar for April 1st to 7th, wishing you all a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage funky one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.